5 2. Excuse me. It turns out, Duchess, that the refrigerator has one of those drip pans on the very bottom. You know, there's a like a piece that comes off the bottom of the refrigerator, and underneath there's a drip pan. Well, he took the refrigerator and he was tilting it and pushing it back, and we looked under it and all this. But this drip pan is where the odor was coming from. It was so old and so rotten that it was full with all these worms, and it just reeked. Once we found it and pulled it out, it just, I almost got deathly sick several times. And poor Bob, he had to take the pan out the yard and dump it in the garbage. And I was just so determined to find that odor because it was there, and we could smell it, but we couldn't find it, you know. And here I am looking for his dead rat through the seams of the wall, and but I knew that something had to be causing it, and I had thrown everything out in the area. You know, there was an old chair in the kitchen. It was an upholstered chair, but it had been split on the side, and it was just thick with dust. And, of course, the maid is here every day, and she would never think to dust it if I didn't tell her. But it was just so dilapidated and so old that I threw it out. I've thrown everything out, everything that looks like it's molded or whatever. And so now, hopefully, we won't have that odor in the kitchen. But that was a mystery, and I'm just so delighted. It finally, it's a small thing, maybe, but it just drove me nuts. And as Linda said, we were not even aware that there was a drip pan down there. And here all these little bugs had been floating around and dying in this horrible, horrible liquid. So that took care of that. And then I sprayed last night with the bug sprayer all around. And I told the maid to clean up that pan, you know, wash it down good and everything, and put it back. I hope she did it. I don't know. I haven't even checked on her this morning. I get very discouraged because unless you're watching her every minute, things don't get clean. And this is a constant fight, you know. As I say, the everyday dust is one thing, but the bugs drive me nuts. And we do have a number of bugs. Every once in a while, last night I found one in my bed. I find them every now and then, all kinds of bugs, such as, I don't know what they are, crawling things and flying things. And very often if I open my chest of drawer and to get out some underwear or whatever, there are 20, 30 ants crawling around. So you get in the habit of shaking things before you put them on. And even in the latrine area, we have towels hanging up there, you know, by where we take a shower. And the bugs will cling to the towel, so you have to shake it before you use it. I don't think we're as bad off as a lot of people. And these bugs you can't help because of the heat. It's always hot here. It's hot all day, every day. Temperatures average in the high 90s. And at night, they're in the high 80s. But you do get used to an awful lot of it. And of course, I don't get quite as hysterical as some people do about almost anything in general. Oh, something else happened yesterday on Friday the 13th. Oh, I had a lot of problems yesterday because we had a USO show in the afternoon. And the same old problem of getting a vehicle. See, they land by chopper. And I made all arrangements for these people to come in by a Chinook. A Chinook is a great big chopper, Duchess, that has two rotary blades. And they can carry about 35,000 pounds. And I had made all the arrangements to get the Chinook because originally they wanted two Huey choppers to pick up the USO show, and I couldn't get two choppers because nobody has them. I mean, we have thousands on this compound, but they're just not available for my program, you know. Anyway, one of the majors, Major Fine, gave me a Chinook. And when it lands, there's about 500 pounds of equipment plus six people. And I only have one Jeep, which shuttles the people and the equipment back and forth from the helipad to my club, then from my club to lunch at the officers' club, and then from lunch back to the service club, and then from the service club back to the helipad. And these people are supposedly GS-15s. I mean, you know, they're supposed to give them VIP treatment. And I hate to have to leave half of them standing while I shuttle the rest of them. I can only hold so many in a Jeep. So I was griping about this to the post command. They want USO shows. They have to give me some vehicles. They have to give me some planes, something to support the program. So anyway, this was a big argument, and I called up a couple of majors and spoke with a couple of colonels yesterday, and I said, okay, from now on, you people handle the USO shows. I'm finished. Unless you can give me some support, I am not going to shuttle these people around. Plus the fact that most of my audience is Thai, see, and the USO show happened to be a comedy group. The name of it was Varno and Evans, and it was a comedy, American humor. Well, the Thais don't understand it, Duchess. They just, it was a flop in their eyes, because the show was good, but all the puns, you know, they just got lost. The Thai boys, they understand a bit of English, but they didn't laugh when they were supposed to, and consequently, they cut the show about 15 or 20 minutes, and the entertainers were a bit discouraged. They were a good group, but it's very hard here because, as I say, this is a unique compound in every sense of the word, and since we have mostly Thai troops, you can't program it the same as you would for GIs. But when we took the USO show back to Saigon, we took them out to the Chinook pad. Linda and I went along for the ride. And, you know, they say Chinooks, well, I've had a couple of mechanics tell me that Chinooks are not safe. Of course, we're right next to the Chinook pad here. They make an awful lot of noise, and they're very powerful. And we took a ride from here to Saigon and dropped the show off and then came right back. It was kind of exciting because I had never been up in a Chinook. And, of course, we kept joking about it being Friday the 13th, and we could see the Chinook splitting in half because they have, on occasion, split right in the middle. It's a horrible thought, isn't it? Anyhow, I kind of enjoyed it, although the noise is so fantastic. It's so loud. They did tell us they were earplugs or cotton, but we didn't. And the noise didn't bother me while we were flying, but when we landed, it was about 6 hours later before Linda and I got our hearing back. And we could hear, Duchess, but it sounded like everyone was in a tunnel. So it really is hard on the ears. But even though it was hard on the ears, I enjoyed the ride. And I took a whole roll of film from the Chinook. And it was something different, just a change of pace. I was glad to get off the ground for a few minutes. What else? Oh, and then yesterday, the PX, you know, they have a lot of Vietnamese girls that work there, and they had a shakedown, which they have every week or so, and they found a lot of this stuff. They found liquor and cigarettes and soap and everything that they take hide on their person, you know. Even somebody had a can of paint. Anyway, they asked us to search the girls, because there are no other American women on compound, so whenever they have a shakedown, they ask us to physically search the girls. So Linda and I searched 50 Vietnamese women. We make them strip right down their underwear, and they have to look in their bras and underpants because that's where they hide everything. So that was another little extra duty that we did yesterday. In fact, I drove a 3/4-ton truck yesterday. We were going over to search the girls, and a captain had come over and picked us up. And he said he couldn't find the reverse gear in the 3/4-ton truck, you know. So I just told him to move over, and I drove the truck over. He looked at me like I was nuts. But I've ridden in them as much as anybody, you know, because we get a 3/4 quite frequently. And so I just drove the truck. It turned out this particular truck didn't have any brakes. Can you imagine? No brakes at all. So we just didn't bother to stop at a stop sign, that's all. We just went through it. But it was only a few blocks, so it was no problem. But that's how it goes in a normal course of one day. Chinook ride, driving a 3/4-ton, searching Vietnamese women, having a USO show. And then last night we had the Thai combo band. It was supposed to be the Thai bamboo band, but they were all sick because they were getting vaccination shots. So the combo band came over, and here we had Thai music all evening in the service club. It was a 14-hour day for us, and almost all the days this past week have been 14 hours. I have not received a day off in several weeks, so today I just took off. I was just too tired. I was very, very tired last night, very tired, and so I didn't bother getting up this morning and going to work. I just loafed around most of the morning, and now it's going on 1,400 hours, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have barely been off the bed more than a few minutes. Tonight, Duchess, we have the Thai general is giving a party. There are several people going away. I think some, well, I know the American officers that have worked with the Thais, and so they're having a going away party, and I have been ordered, not asked, I have been ordered to attend this party, and I guess Bill Carter's going to take me. So I just thought I'd take a leisure shower, and I took out one or two dresses. You know, they smell from the mothballs because I never get to wear a dress. And I thought I'd just take it easy this afternoon and enjoy the party this evening. So it should be a nice day. And then tomorrow starts a new week, right? Tomorrow's Sunday. And today is Flag Day, and it's also the anniversary of the Army, 194 years. And tomorrow, I think, is Father's Day. How about that? So life has not been dull, right? This is almost coming to an end, Duchess. I don't have any drastic news for you. I will try and send you some pictures. I don't have many, but I have a few. I said that before. I just have been too lazy to find them, put them in an envelope, and mail them. But hang in there. You might get them. You never can tell. I'm well. I feel fine. Once I get a good night's sleep, I'm in top-notch shape the next morning. Take care of yourself. Don't worry about me. And tell everyone I said hello.